Okay.
We're here on KSOM, and we're wrapping up the high school softball season, talking with Tom Peterson, head coach for Xyreach Caoutabon. And, Coach, another great run for the playoffs and just fell a little short against Van Meter. Another great season, though. It's always great to get at least to the regional finals, and your team achieved that. Peaked at the end of the season. How are you feeling overall about your 2025 year?
Yeah, Chris, I agree. You know, you obviously want to be playing your best softball in the month of July. And, you know, I thought that our girls did that. You know, a turning point probably like as far as maybe hitting bottom would have been Underwood. And then once we beat Missouri Valley, to me, I really saw that our girls had more confidence in what it was they were doing. But overall, I couldn't be more proud of what the gals accomplished this year.
What can you say about your two seniors, Alyssa Testrote and Peyton Gust?
Well, the biggest thing is, first of all, they're just absolutely great kids. Enjoy having them around, love having them around. You know, I got a chance to coach Alyssa in basketball for 2 years, and then obviously this summer for softball, and then Peyton this summer. You know, the biggest thing that I admire about both of them, Chris, is the fact that this is the first year that either one of them have played varsity softball, and for them to be seniors and they stuck with it all of this time, you know, and only got to start as seniors on the varsity team, that says a lot about those two kids. You know, so just special girls, obviously, that I'm going to miss.
Yeah. And then there's not really many juniors here. I mean, Anna Larson, Abby Wanzer. I thought Wanzer made Jordan Mulford another one. I mean, I thought Wanzer made tremendous strides at the plate, but all, and of course, well, Larson leaps and bounds at the plate and became, you know, all almost like an all-conference performer, really. You know, what can you say about these juniors who will become seniors next year and you know, be some of your leaders now?
Excited for all of them. You know, we changed quite a bit of things, you know, with our approaches this year as far as, you know, how they are standing at the plate. We did that. I did that with Anna also a little bit, just to widen out her stance a little bit. Did the same with Abby. This coming, you know, off season, I really want to work with Jordan and becoming a slap hitter because of her speed. So, you know, those three girls helped obviously tremendously. You know, obviously, you know, leadership, but Anna was the only one that returned, you know, that experience. And, you know, when it came to the outfield, Anna was able to be our leader in the outfield all the time. You know, Taryn was kind of able to do that in the infield. And obviously Riley being on the was their experience. It's, you know, from what they had last year, you know, it's pretty special. And we're going to get an opportunity to have quite a few kids back.
Yes, you will. Riley Miller will be back. I mean, it's kind of still hard to believe. She's only a sophomore. She could only get better. You know, what progress did you see from her from last year to this?
Well, to me, just leadership is what I would say. You know, my goodness, just a freshman last year. And like you said, Chris, she's just a sophomore this year. Obviously still learning, you know. I know that Riley wants to get better and in hitting her spots, you know, more consistently. She already is very, very good at that. But, you know, there's always room for improvement. So, you know, it's nice to have, you know, that experience coming back with the girl in the circle, because usually when Riley is pitching, we're usually going to be in every single game. And that was the case.
And then Taryn Peterson saw some pitching after she missed the first part of the season. That maybe took some pressure off of Miller. And then she started to change her approach, kind of slapping the ball a little bit as well. What did you see from Taryn this past year?
Well, I just moved her around. You know, when we scrimmaged Harlan earlier this year, I just kind of showed her about two or three times in regards to footwork with some slap hitting. And then she did it at Harlan early, like I said, before the season started. And so when she got back, you know, just to kind of, you know, throw a wrinkle in, Chris, with her speed, if she can really figure that out, I feel that she could be, you know, very tough to get out at the plate. So You know, just obviously improving and still a long way to go.
And what do you think just about some of the other young talent, Lucy Stanerson, a freshman, Zoe Rasmussen, a freshman, some other young players, Riley Peterson started to hit the ball hard in the playoffs. You know, what do you think about these young players, some others maybe that can only get better as you go along, you hope?
Well, you know, those three made strides this year, Chris. That was unbelievable. You know, if you were to look at them at the very beginning of the season, just they weren't confident yet, very uncomfortable, which is good. You know, because obviously you're going to be put in uncomfortable situations all the time in the game of softball. You know, Lucy played second base. She played third base a couple of times in the outfield. I can't say enough about Zoe Rasmussen and the job that she did this year catching Riley Miller. You know, she did it in the off season quite a bit, and that's obviously what made her better. And, you know, she's just going to continue to improve. And, you know, Briley Peterson, she's another one. We had her at third base early on in our practices, and then, you know, just a little bit of arm trouble, and then really, really settled in at first base, became a better hitter. You know, I changed some things with their approaches also at the plate. And then obviously you just want these kids to continue to work so we can be better next year. You know, I thought, like I said, I thought we improved quite a bit throughout the season. That's just all a tribute to all of the kids.
And so this was your first year coaching softball. You've coached baseball many years. And, of course, you continue as girls basketball coach for Exira HK. Is this something you want to continue doing?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's a lot of fun. It's different. You know, I'm continuously learning myself. And, you know, if you're a coach that stops learning, you probably need to get out of the profession, because that kind of means that you think you know it all. And I know that I do not. So I'm excited for it. You know, the only bad thing is it takes away from me being able to watch my sons coach baseball and then my other son play baseball. So, but it was a lot of fun. I think that there's special things that lie ahead for all of these kids if they continue to work at it.
Well, with all the talent coming back, no doubt you will be a team to watch for next summer. And, Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season. And basketball season is just around the corner. It'll be here before you know it. We'll be talking some hoops, and I'm sure we'll see you in the fall as well. Thanks so much, Tom. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
You bet, Chris. And thank you guys for coming out.
Tom Peterson, head coach for Exira HK Audubon softball here on KSOM.